I planted two rows of cabbage, one row of beets, and I planted two rows of kale and one row of turnips and Swiss chard and carrots, tomatoes, peas, and lettuce, white lettuce. One row of white lettuce today. Planted that today.
Now that's marvelous, Alika. Huh? Good. They raised hell with Ernest Green this week on top of that. That's pretty good.
Salika, I believe Salika should be sitting at the table with us.
Yes, she should.
I think she should. That way, that sounds like it. That's a good suggestion, comrade. Thank you.
How long are the rows, Salika?
What's that?
I really don't know that much about farming, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
That's a good way to get out of that, Salika. That Louisiana kid there.
They're between 50 and 75 foot.
I'd like to report that Salika is turning in a weekly report with the rest of the agricultural commissioners, and the people who turn out will have the exact time that they worked out there reported, and this will go into Dad, by the way.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is cassava and trip to Matthew's Ridge. If you're going.
Okay, on the trip to Matthew's Ridge, as far as I know, Patty and Ravina are going to go and check it out and then let us know what the situation is. Then we'll decide whether or not we go. Okay, since the last meeting, we collected approximately 8 acres of bitter cassava planting material. We dug up about 110 bags of bitter cassava and collected approximately 4 acres of sweet cassava planting material. Planting material the last time we went up north. We also collected 29 bags of sweet cassava. This week we weeded 11 acres of newly planted fields, which is all the new fields along the road. It's supposed to be weeded 2 weeks after it's planted, and we completed all of that. There's approximately another 18 acres of land that's in the process of being made ready for planting. But on each part of that, it either needs to be plowed again or needs soil sample or something like that. We haven't been able to plant yet. We should be able to get into it next week. Are there any questions?
Would you come up to the microphone while a person is speaking if you're going to have questions so that we can cut down on time at the end of these? We do open debate at the end of every report.
No questions? All right, bananas.
All right, this week we helped plant 115 citrus trees out in the cottage area. We completed the fertilizing of all the bananas on the farm. We cut 180 prop holes, and we propped over 180 trees. This was down in the head of the road with the apple bananas.
Good.
We dug out 14 sacks of cassava, 11 bundles of planting stock, and stacked it, and we're setting it out for drying so we can burn whatever mess we had left in the field. We've been spraying the backfields for leaf spot, and we have about a week to go in the backfield, so we'll have the backfields completed, and we have the other half to do. We picked up and carried 32 bunches of bananas at 370 pounds, and in between all this we had done some weeding. Is there any questions on bananas?
The citrus trees you put out in the cottage area, are they supposed to be watered a certain amount of times a week, and if so, have you made arrangements for them to be watered? The fire that we have, did it destroy any banana trees, and if so, how many?
The thing is, like, Danny and them helped plant it, but that'll have to be directed to the people that are work with the citrus. If Becky's here.
Good question.
Oh, Dorothy.
With the citrus, okay, the first time they got planted, okay,